A reading from the letter of St. James. Be patient, brothers and sisters, until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, being patient with it until it receives the early and the late rains. You too must be patient. Make your hearts firm, because the coming of the Lord is at hand. Do not complain, brothers and sisters, about one another, that you may not be judged. Behold, the judge is standing before the gates. Take as an example of hardship and patience, brothers and sisters, the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Advent season of the church goes by so quickly. It seems every year to just kind of come out of nowhere, and all of a sudden we're right into it, and then before you know it, it's Christmas. And one of the messages in the Advent season is rejoice. Rejoice because the Lord is near. You know, when we come to celebrate Christmas, so many of the songs about the joy of the birth of Jesus. And that joy is something that is real and it's meant for us. And the call in Advent to rejoice is a call to rejoice because the Lord is near to us. That in the person of Jesus Christ, God draws very near to us. It's often said that God is nearer to us than we are to ourselves, and he loves us. Now, this idea of rejoicing because the Lord is near, because his celebration of his birth is near, and because he's always near to us in his presence, there's a lesson here that calls us to be open to recognize that the Lord Jesus is very near to us. Christ is near to us in the Eucharist, in his real presence, in his word, which is found in the scriptures and in the living tradition of the church, and in something called divine providence, which is how God is leading us in our life's journey. Holiness of life is really all about being open to recognizing how near the Lord Jesus is to you. Without holiness of life, it's like we got the blinders on, and we won't be able to see clearly that God is near to us. And so when we recognize that the Lord is near to us, we actually are going to be able to rejoice. Because that's when we recognize that the one who's all-powerful and all-good is with us. He's on our side. The God of all of the angels who's all-powerful is with us, and he loves us. The problem, though, is when we suffer, it's very, very difficult to rejoice. Even if you're living in a state of grace, you're living a life of holiness, of devotion to the Lord Jesus. When you come to suffering, it's like the last thing you want to hear is someone to tell you to rejoice. Now, suffering is something that everyone's going to go to at some point or another, to one degree or another, and it's something that we really can't understand until we go through it ourselves. You can't really understand suffering from reading a book. I mean, you can gain some insights about it, but you can't understand it. Neither can you understand what suffering is when you're with someone who suffers. You can have a sense of compassion for them. You can develop some more sort of insight into what they're going through, but you don't really understand it until you yourself go through that suffering, until you are in that spot in your own life when you feel crushed, broken. You feel like you're all alone in a dark place, kind of like backed up into a corner with no point of light anywhere, where you feel that somehow life is simply not good. If you're in the midst of that, if someone came up to you and said, hey, rejoice because God is near to you, you wouldn't want to listen to that. You'd be like, look, I can't rejoice now. Please stop saying that. Don't you know what I'm going to? It's very, very difficult to rejoice even in the Lord when you are suffering. But the Bible tells us to rejoice in the Lord. Now, either the sacred scriptures is wrong, or we need to understand something more deeply about the scriptures. When God's word tells us to rejoice, it's got to be true. He's not calling us to do something impossible. He's calling us to do something that we can do, even in the midst of suffering. So what do we do in the midst of suffering, when we're in that really dark spot in life where we feel like there's no good way forward? Well, We have to heed these words of the letter of St. James. He tells us to be patient. Be patient until the coming of the Lord. You too must be patient. Make your hearts firm because the coming of the Lord is at hand. You got to be patient. Now that doesn't seem like that's the answer when you're in the face of suffering. Usually in the face of suffering, you just want to fight. You want to find some desperate way out of that darkness. But the Word of God says, be patient, because the Lord is at hand. In other words, God is doing something. You know, I sometimes think of the weather. You know, when it's a very dark and dreary day, there's something that we know. Despite how dark it is and dreary it is, the sunlight is coming. That's the way it's been for a very long time on this earth, as far as we know, since the beginning. Well, God is always doing something. God, who is truth, who is love, who is light, who is all-powerful and good, and who loves us, is always doing something. He's not passive, he's active. And we just have to be patient and allow God's will to be done. It doesn't mean we have to look for suffering. It doesn't mean we have to refuse to address the causes of our suffering. But interiorly, it means that we have to wait. We got to trust that God's working something beautiful. Maybe we can't see it now. Maybe right now it's nothing but darkness and anguish, loneliness and pain. But there's a plan. There is a plan, and it's from God, and it's good. So when you face suffering, maybe you've faced suffering in the past and you're kind of fearful of what could come because of what you've experienced, or maybe you know someone who's suffering greatly right now and you wish you could make things right for them, but you can't, and you try your best. Or maybe you yourself are going through suffering right now. Maybe right now you're in that dark spot where everything just feels so bad. Be patient. And don't just be patient for the sake of being patient. Be patient for the Lord. Wait for the Lord to do something. You, for your part, right now, you work on holiness of life, of devotion to the Eucharist, to the Word of God, and to trust in divine providence. If you think about the mystery of Christmas, it seems that a lot of people were waiting for God to do something great, to save people from sin, from evil, and from death. And he did, and he does, in the person of his Son, Jesus. So brothers and sisters, as we move through the Advent season and come to Christmas, let us try to be patient when we're going through some suffering, to really look to the Lord. He will help us because he loves us and he's with us. God bless you.